Today our scripture reading is from Acts chapter 9, verse 10 to 19, and Acts chapter 10, verses 9 to 23. Now there was a disciple in Damascus named Ananias. The Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias," he answered, "Here I am, Lord." The Lord said to him, "Get up and go to the street called Straight, and at the house of Judas, look for a man of Tarsus named Saul. At this moment he is praying, and he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him so that he might regain his sight." But Ananias answered, "Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how evil he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who invoke your name." But the Lord said to him, "Go, for he is an instrument whom I have chosen to bring my name before Gentiles and kings and before the people of Israel. I myself will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name." So Ananias went and entered the house. He laid his hands on Saul and said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on your way here, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." And immediately something like scales fell from his eyes, and his sight was restored. Then he got up and was baptized, and after taking some food, he regained his strength. This is from chapter 10. About noon the next day, as they were on their journey and approaching the city, Peter went up on the roof to pray. He became hungry and wanted something to eat, and while it was being prepared, he fell into a trance. He saw the heavens open and something like a large sheet coming down, being lowered to the ground by its four corners. In it were all kinds of four-footed creatures and reptiles and birds of the air. Then he heard a voice saying, "Get up, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter said, "By no means, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is profane or unclean." The voice said to him again, a second time, "What God has made clean, you must not call profane." This happened three times, and the thing was suddenly taken up to heaven. Now, while Peter was greatly puzzled about what to make of the vision that he had seen, suddenly the men sent by Cornelius appeared. They were asking for Simon's house and were standing by the gate. They called out to ask whether Simon, who was called Peter, was staying there. While Peter was still thinking about the vision, the Spirit said to him, "Look, three men are searching for you. Now get up, go down, and go with them without hesitation, for I have sent them." So Peter went down to the men and said, "I am the one you're looking for. What is the reason for your coming?" They answered, "Cornelius, a centurion, a righteous and God-fearing man who is well spoken of by the whole Jewish people, was directed by a holy angel to send for you to come to his house and hear what you have to say." So Peter invited them in and gave them lodging. Supposed to say something else.
This is the word of God.
Oh, for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Beth. Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Today we continue our sermon series entitled, "Therefore Go Following the Voice of God." And last week we considered the story of Lydia and how Paul, you know, met Lydia because he listened to the voice of God and he went where the Spirit of God led him to there. And there he met Lydia. Last week, Rick, who's in ushering today, Rick and I attended the annual conference, a gathering of close and laity from across the region for worship, learning, and making decisions on church matters. While there, I met Reverend Lee, a missionary appointed by the General Board of Global Ministry to serve in Fiji. Now, when you hear the Fiji, you might think Fiji is a dream assignment because it is known as travel paradise. That's what Reverend Lee thought before he went there. However, he quickly discovered that ministry in Fiji is not all sunsets or beaches. Many indigenous communities suffer from poverty and food insecurity. He said, the U.S. is the real paradise because everything is abundant here. Reverend Lee shared that he had imagined God might call him somewhere familiar, somewhere he had connections. But when the offer to serve in Fiji came, it was completely unexpected. And yet there, in a place he never thought that he would go, he now sees God at work through his ministry, equipping and raising local pastors. He's helping to build up churches in powerful ways. Brothers and sisters, sometimes following the voice of God does not make sense in the moment. Sometimes it calls us into unexpected, the unfamiliar, or even the uncomfortable. But if we listen, trust, and go, our God meets us there. And God does something great for his kingdom through us. And today's scripture readings are from two different places. And these stories take us deeper into what it means for us to follow God's voice. Even when the voice leads us into a direction that does not fit our assumptions or belief, and yet it may be exactly where our God wants us to go. So today we're going to consider two stories. One is the story of Ananias, the faithful disciples of Christ, and the other one is Peter, the Apostle Peter. So let's start with Ananias in chapter 9. One day, God spoke to him in a vision, instructing him to go to the house of Judas and look for a man named Saul and lay hands on him so that he might regain his sight. By the way, who is Saul? Who later became Paul, the Apostle Paul, who wrote letters. No, this is him, by the way, sorry. Yeah, in the New Testament, right? Saul was a man. Before he became the follower of Christ, he was the one who had zeal to arrest and persecute the followers of Christ. So you could say Saul was seen as the enemy of the early Christian church. So imagine what Ananias must have thought when he heard the name Saul, and all terrible things that Saul had done to fellow believers probably came rushing into his mind. Persecution, arrest, torture, even death. To Ananias, Saul was not someone who deserved mercy. Saul was someone who deserved judgment. So Ananias pushed back. And let me paraphrase what he said to the Lord. Wait a minute, Lord, are you serious? You know who Saul is. He's the evilest person that I know, and many people agree to that. He's hunted down, arrested, and even killed your followers. And then now you told me to go and heal him? No way, Lord. We do not know how long Ananias wrestled with God's command to go to Saul and regain his sight. But here, what we know is he went. He met Saul, called him not enemy, but brother. And he laid his hands on him, and he baptized him. Because of Ananias' faith and obedience in following God's voice, Saul became one of the followers of Christ, and that he later became the fearless evangelist and one of the greatest theologian of the early church, helping to shape Christian doctrine for generations to come. And now let's move to Peter's story in chapter 10. Before we dive in, let me offer a brief background of this story. By this point, the apostles believed that the gospel was for everyone. But in practice, their evangelism was still mostly focused on the Jewish community. Why? Because they deeply held Jewish purity law. According to those laws, Gentiles were considered unclean. And as a result, the devout Jews avoided direct association with the Gentiles. And there was also a long history of cultural and political tension. After the fall of both the northern and the southern kingdoms of Israel, the Jews were forced to live in a foreign country, often facing hardship, discrimination, and the challenge of maintaining their identity and faith as a minority group. And Jude had worked very hard to preserve their own identity as Jews and also their faith in foreign lands. To remain faithful to Yahweh, their God, they had to remain distinct, set apart. And please do not forget that all of the stories recorded in the book of Acts were happening under the Roman Empire. Followers of Jesus were already facing intense persecutions by the Roman Empire. So when Peter received this vision, and when God told Peter to engage with a Roman centurion, a Gentile, This was not just uncomfortable. This was spiritually and politically radical. So please understand those background, and let's go back to Peter's vision. The scripture says, while Peter was praying, he had a vision. A sheet came down from the heaven filled with animals, both clean and unclean. And the voice said, Peter, get up, kill, and eat. And Peter said, No, Lord, I have never eaten anything unclean. And the voice spoke to him again, What God has made clean, you must not call unclean. And the scripture says this happened 3 times. Then just as Peter was puzzling over what it meant, the Spirit spoke to him again and guided him to go down from the roof and meet the 3 men who were looking for him and go with him without hesitation. And when he came down, he saw 3 men sent by Cornelius, a Roman centurion, and they were waiting for him, as the Spirit told him. And Peter immediately sensed that it was a message from God, an invitation to meet these Gentile strangers, to share the gospel with them. And what did he do? He went, and he met the Cornelius, the Roman centurion, and that he shared the gospel, and that he baptized not only Cornelius, but his entire household. Now we are here in our sanctuary. We think that the gospel that we have is given to us for free. Yes, it is. But because of the older struggles and challenges that our early father, early Christians, the gospel we have is available to us now. And this is amazing news that we want to hear from this story, that this is who our God is. Our loving God does not show partiality. He wants his grace to be available to everyone, truly everyone. Because why? Simply because God loves everyone. But in order to fulfill his mission and purpose, God needs us, you and I, God needs someone to listen to his voice and follow to his voice and go wherever the voice leads us to go. Just imagine, what if Ananias had refused to go to Saul? What if Peter had said, this doesn't fit what I believe, so no, Lord, I won't go. We might not be here today. You and I might never have heard the gospel. We might never have known the love of Christ, who redeems, forgives, and saves us. Brothers and sisters, please know that the Great Commission that our Lord said to his disciples before he ascended into heaven is still valid to all of us. And our Lord is calling us, calling each one of us, and ask us to listen to his voice. And God is looking for someone to follow his voice. So I want to ask you, church, are you willing? Are you willing to go when God calls you? Are you willing to go even when it is hard? Are you willing to go even when it is challenges your comfort or your assumptions or even your beliefs? Remember what Jesus said before he ascended into heaven. Surely, I will be with you. So go, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And I hope that we all keep this command and open our hearts and our minds and listen to his voice and have willing hearts to follow whatever our God leads us to go. Amen.